exercise change.
I'm interested now in talking about how self-awareness around our habits and our strengths and weaknesses when we make a change can actually help us to achieve our goals.
Yeah, sure. I think deep down everyone knows their weaknesses when it comes to training or dieting or getting in shape. So, I mean, obviously you're going to have to build a plan around, you know, the things that have let you down in the past, whether that be going out every weekend on the booze with your friends. It could be that you stop at the dairy every day on the way home from work to buy an ice cream. What do? You go a different way, don't you? You know, drive past the dairy, or you know, you say to your mates, "Look, I'm not going out this weekend because I'm trying to achieve something here." And you know, it's up to you to be a strong-minded person to you know, put these things into place around your weaknesses. For me, I think one of the weaknesses I have is I have been injured several times within the last 5 years, and what I tend to do is I lose a bit of motivation with my diet when I get injured. So obviously, when I do get injured, I need to, you know, put some sort of plan into place regards to my diet. So I've recently done that, so hopefully I'm strong-minded enough to sort of stick to it.
Sure, and I guess the important part here is actually being aware of the fact that, using your example, that when I do get injured, I do struggle with my diet. If you didn't know that, then it would be quite easy just to fall into that bad eating habits after you do get injured. But because you're aware of it, you can now put something in place.
Oh, that's dead right. I mean, being injured, I think for people, most people do fall into that trap of bad eating when they're injured. Very tough, knowing that you can't exercise when you're obviously addicted to exercise, or that's a big part of your life. But yeah, very hard thing to do, to stay on track with your diet when you're injured. So for me, I have thought about it and planned things to sort of help me stay away or stay on track with my diet. So that's something that I've done.